Darren, Kerry and Sky, East Coast Radio. Get Fact with Darren Moore.
In 2013, the Ig Nobel Prize, the opposite of the Nobel Prize, the Ig Nobel Prize, so it was a probability prize, went to a group of researchers who discovered that the longer a cow has been lying down, the more likely that cow will soon stand up. And that once that cow stands up, you can't predict how soon that cow will lie down again. Really outstanding.
But why would I want to even know that information?
If you have a pet cow and you're wondering.
What?
A pet cow. A pet in Cornwall.
Well, actually, you know that when a cow is lying down, the period that you can actually measure, the length with which the cow is lying down can determine how long it'll be before it rains again. So these things.
Stop it.
It depends what you believe in. I believe in it. So you can't rubbish it.
Okay.
I believe in that.
And that one that...
You're going to rubbish my beliefs?
No.
No, we don't do that, Joe.
Thank you very much. And I'm thankful to the scientists in 2013. Listen, they might have been following the improbability theory from 2011, which is now used in the financial system. But, I mean, they were trying. I don't know what they were trying. But listen, it does make you look at cows differently.
I haven't looked at a cow in a while. I'm not going to lie. Yeah. So...
Listen, do you ever think about your vocal cords?
Yes, actually.
Interesting thing, especially here on the coast. We're very, very lucky. We have more range than anyone else because we are at the coast.
What?
Yes. What's the
Because vocal folds need moisture. They need humid environments to be more elastic and to produce certain sounds. Like Mandarin Chinese, which is a tonal language as opposed to our phonetic language, they, in the humid environments, basically they take one syllable in Mandarin with many, many different tones can mean so many different things. So you need to be able to have the flexibility for those tones in the language.
Wow.
Also, it explains why in Durban alone, they can exist together. Fish and fosh. Same word, same vowels, completely different sound. Fish, fosh. Fish and fosh.
Yeah.
I blame the humidity. It's got nothing to do with anything else.
Sure.
And then, did you know? I did not know this. I always thought there was only one. A person claiming, this is written, a person claiming to be the Pope without election by the Roman Catholic Church is known to be the anti-Pope. I didn't know that it was a phenomenon that required a name.
Say the first part again.
Any person claiming to be the Pope without an election by the Roman Catholic Church is known as the anti-Pope.
So like right now, Sky said, I'm the Pope.
Yes.
So like any random.
Is it someone who actually...
It could be anyone random or anyone who even dresses up and claims to... Maybe goes to a foreign land and tries to do it.
Okay.
There was a dispute in the 11th century about it. But it hasn't happened too often since then.
An anti-Pope.
But yeah, and I think they've missed a trick here. Surely that should be the Nope Pope.
Okay, I like that.
No pope.
No pope. Did it happen?
No, it's fantastic.
No pope.
Whatever. Listen, as weird as the cow thing was,
yeah,
to the no pope, and to that maybe
to the vocal cords and humidity.
Maybe the singers in Durban aren't as good when they go to Joburg.
That's why. Is that why we mess up the anthem?
That's why we mess up.
Oh my gosh.
It makes sense. I didn't say people's names, but
we don't mention names.
But that means if there is ever
also an art.
A bad concert in Durban, you know that person is a shocking singer.
Wow, it happened for me as well. Say it all together. 1, 2, 3.
We just got fat.
To listen to these moments and anything else you might have missed, go to ecr.co.za and click on podcasts.